You're listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. Like we said last week, we actually got some stuff to talk about. We put it all together. Start off with some music.
Yep.
Some cool stuff about that. Kind of circled back to it. Your dilemma with being a hippie or a naturalist.
Yeah, because if you have to question if you're a hippie, you should probably talk to somebody.
Yeah, you need to have a discussion with somebody. Maybe some professional help on that one. Why you may have one baby elephant left in your head.
Left.
Yeah, there was more.
There was, yeah. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Some stuff we got sent to us on the Facebook page about Stonehenge, and if that guy is listening, please send us more, because we'd really like to talk about it.
Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, it was really cool to get some feedback. Speaking of feedback and the web, if you go to our website, I've completely redesigned it. We got a whole new layout for the website. You can stream right from the page. It's a little neater, a little nicer looking. It's actually a professional layout that we put up there.
Thanks for doing that.
Hey, no problem. Makes it look better, and it's easier to use. So let's get into the podcast. It starts now.
None of our thoughts have pasta in them, sir.
That's basic. That's more along the lines of what it was.
But, duh.
Like, do you ever order salad?
Pasta comes in a ball by itself. We don't put it in the salad.
Why would there be tomato
potato
sauce?
Potato salad. We don't make that potato salad.
It was funny. Yeah,
it was. That's when I was kind of like, I'm in trouble down here. They don't know what food is. All right, so we're in episode 3 of season 2.
It's going by pretty quick.
It is. It's good to be back doing this.
It really does feel good.
Yeah. Oh, now, this week, your voice is feeling a little out of sorts.
Yeah, it's, so you can see it right there. Today I woke up with the left side of my head, like a lot of sinus pressure. And then I took some medicine, which I shouldn't do because I normally don't. And then it wreaked havoc. So all day long, my sinuses have been crap.
Yeah, that sucks.
As you could tell, you can hear it in my voice.
Yeah. Well, now that the pollen season is just pretty much over, and we've got high humidity we had yesterday, and today was just kind of a weird day. Not really too hot, not really humid, but just odd.
And yesterday was the first day that I had the air conditioner. I slept with it going all night.
Ah, well, that may be it, too. Dried your sinuses out.
I think so.
So last week, we kind of closed in thinking that we should probably have something to talk about when we're podcasting.
Yep.
And lo and behold, we actually got some information on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
To be honest, I forgot we had a Facebook page.
I didn't even know we did. I tell you what, someone put something on the Facebook page. I'm like, well, that's good.
I remember setting it up in the beginning of last season and posted to it a few times, and then kind of forgot that I set it up. So it's facebook.com/primitive intelligence, and it's actually a really good place for people to get in touch with us.
It's a lot better than us saying it at the end of every show.
Yeah, but we stopped doing that because nobody's...
That's why it's probably better, because we don't do it.
Yeah, and so we stopped doing it, and now people are contacting us. So we got some information off of that. A new music I actually want to talk about.
Ooh, okay, that's good.
And what was the other thing? There was something else.
I had something that was rattling around my mind while you're thinking of yours.
Yeah.
Being a hippie, what are the good aspects and what are the pros and cons? And is hippie the right word that I'm thinking of? So we can go into that.
Okay, so we got a few topics. Yeah. So I think what I want to do is I want to start with the music. Because it was kind of a surprise. Linkin Park just released their new album. The Hunting Party, I think it's called.
Really?
The Hunting... I've been listening to it all day. And it is very...
This is the one that I think I wanted to get when I heard about it.
It's very rock.
Yes.
Very, very rock.
Am I correct that they are actually using instruments in the whole album?
Yeah, there's no electronica. Yeah. The drums are all acoustic drums.
Well, the sound is the same or similar, but instead of using the...
Not really.
No?
No, like...
That's why I wanted to get it.
Yeah, the song that they released on the radio, Guilty All the Same, like, the beginning... And actually, they only play the whole song on the radio. There's a section of that song that's more like old Linkin Park, where they've got the rap and the... They cut that out of the radio version. But it's all done with, you know, actual instruments being played. I mean, not that electronica is an actual instrument, but... The way they were doing it before is kind of synthesized drum and, you know, a lot of very heavily.
But it's got to take a lot of, or you have to be a really good artist to recreate a similar sound with instruments when you were actually doing it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing those instruments before. They were just doing it with different instruments. Now they're using guitar. There may be a little keyboard on this, maybe, but it's not. If they're playing keyboard, they're playing it as keyboard, as like a piano, not as
nice,
you know, anything else. But it's very heavily punk influenced.
Really?
Yeah, and kind of, I want to say like garage band sound, but in a good way. It's like they just kind of got in there and just let it all out. And it's a really, I'm really impressed with the whole album.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's very
cool.
I'll
have to
buy it. Yeah. So
I actually think that sound, or I should say the collection of ideas in that kind of a format is the best to create music.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like their last album was more of like remixes, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember the last one.
Yeah, and it wasn't, it kind of sounded like they kind of like, we're done doing stuff. And then Chester Bennington hooked up with Stone Temple Pilots for a while, and they were doing some tours, and they released like an EP, and it was interesting hearing him in that different kind of surrounding.
Yeah.
Where he was doing something different. And I think maybe that might have sparked something with these guys, because this is really, it's like they're like a new band. It's really, really good. It's still Linkin Park. You can hear it in them, and you can hear it in the style of music, but it has a different sound, a different feel, and it's kind of coming from a different direction. I'm really impressed.
So it's more of a, just a rock, like a garage rock, would you say? Or could you even define it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's picture Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Right? But with more of a, just a raw sound.
Okay.
It's just a lot of the drums are more, I want to say, have more of a punk influence to the drumming. And some of the riffs and the rhythms that they're using are not straight punk or straight rock or straight pop, but a very interesting mix of what they've done before and something completely new. It's really, I really enjoy it. I like it. Some people are probably going to hate it. They want to hear, you know,
the original.
Yeah, they want to hear Hybrid Theory again. And you're not going to hear that. And I like bands that do that. I think we've talked about this before, like Pearl Jam, who every album they can, it's still them, new. But it's new. You know?
So I always got a punk influence from Linkin Park. Oh, from the very beginning, I noticed, and that maybe not so much the sound, but the style. And you could feel it. You could feel it there.
Yeah, and this, it comes through even more because it's just a raw musical album. It's very,
no, I
want very
to
good.
Buy it.
Yeah, there's some. It's weird because there's these weird interludes.
Yeah,
there's like between the two songs, like a kid talking, and then like another one's kind of like a cut from the. So the songs don't really stop. It kind of leads one into the other, but it's, I never heard them do that before. That I can think of.
Yeah, not that I, off the top of my head, I can't recall.
Yeah, it's kind of, because the first time I heard it, I'm like, but what's, oh, that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's a really good album. I suggest
that's good.
Yeah, I'm listening to it right now on Google Play Music. I've got the all access, so I can listen to it and not buy it, but I'm going to purchase it because it's that good.
See, I can't tell you the last new, I should say, maybe I shouldn't say new, popular band or popular artist that I've gotten recently. I've been on this streak of just getting different things.
Yeah.
Because with technology today, you can listen to anything you want. But as far as buying something, it's been, I think the last one, well, I've had a couple, but the band called Death.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was
one.
Yeah, anybody
we saw
who's
that documentary. That's a documentary on Netflix, if anyone has Netflix. Whether or not you like documentaries or, I don't, you know, it's just a good, it's just something good to watch.
Yeah, it's a good story about a band that said, we're not going to change what we're going to do. We're going to do it the way we want to do it, and if you don't like it, then we just won't do it for you.
I think they described it as not the band members, but someone said proto-punk.
Proto-punk.
So it was before punk, the punk influence. Sorry about my P's. But it's a really, really good documentary to watch, and I would suggest buying, if you like it, buy the music. It's it's hard to say. I don't want to say it's retro sound, but it is definitely an older sound, but it resonates with everything you listen to today.
Yeah.
It actually feels like, the way I'll describe it is, back when I was in my early 20s, going out to a bar where they actually had a live band that may not have been famous and when everything was perfect.
Yeah.
The real sound. It's like you might know these guys.
Yeah, and it's very, very cool. So, like you said, it's you don't want to say retro because retro would imply that it was recorded recently. This stuff was recorded back in the 70s and maybe early 80s.
At the latest.
Yeah, at the latest. And I think they did just release new music, too. I did see something about that where they released new music.
I remember they were in the studio.
Yeah. And I guess they've got the one guy's son playing or singing now, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
They did, I mean, I would definitely like to listen to something if they're putting out anything new.
Yeah. Or, no, you know what? At the end of that documentary, they did say who they had. They had a new singer. But you'd have to watch the documentary.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah. Very, very good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I think that was the last... I don't even want to... Like, more towards the mainstream, what I'm used to, which is the alternative, the rock, maybe even something a little heavier. Everything else that I've been listening to has just been off the wall. That last one I got, and I don't know his name... was, I'm going to probably butcher it. I know I have it on my phone, I think. I saw that one, the other documentary I saw, which was a, I don't want to call it a documentary. It was living art or moving art. I don't know how they described it. But it's the one about the forests. And it was just scenes about, like, honestly.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me about that.
Yeah, it was whoever's doing the camera work, it was all just shots of a forest, nighttime, morning, afternoon, everything. There was no commentary at all, but the music that was behind it was just it was not acoustic, but it was all instrumental, and it had a few, here it is, and I'm going to butcher this even though I'm Italian, this is really Italian, Ludovico, I believe that might actually C is a CH, I think, in Italian. So Ludovico Einaudi. Einaudi. The one I got was in a time lapse. I'll say that again. Ludovico Einaudi in a time lapse. And it was just really... Well, it wasn't different. It was just all instrumental, and it had a little new influence. It was really cool.
I don't think I heard any of that, unless you're playing it, and I didn't realize what you were playing.
Probably not. You probably do. It's I've been on this kick where I almost have a playlist for my life, where if I'm just something that I want to capture the moment where the music isn't overpowering anything that's going on.
Yeah.
And that kind of does it.
Yeah, it's just in the background. It's enjoyable music, and yep. Yeah, I've been kind of getting back into the heavier music, like in Linkin Park, kind of like because when, Pearl Jam released a new one last year, Soundgarden released a new one last year.
That was great.
Nine Inch Nails released a new one last year. Alice in Chains released a new one last year, and it just kind of really went. It was like, wow, this is like the '90s all over again, which might be a little sad, but.
No, because that was good music.
Yeah, the music in the 2000s that was really just good. Sucked.
I don't. This is some of the stuff you couldn't even call music in 2000. Yeah. I mean, not that it wasn't. It just wasn't good. It was all just produced in a studio, which is never good.
No. The raw. This we did this on the road.
Yeah.
We did this just sitting together, having a good time playing music. Is really the way to do it.
Yeah. So the last few years of my life has been a little bit more stressful. I don't want to say it was bad, but between work and everything else, it was just normal, hectic life that everyone else has.
Yeah.
And I started to downplay the heavier music. It was just, I think it was, at the time, it was just causing me to be a little bit too dark, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
So I was getting a little lighter stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm actually starting to loop around back to that. All my old music that I haven't listened to in forever.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was down in Florida, I kind of started listening to more, like, I don't want to say beach music, but because it's kind of more of a lighter atmosphere down there.
Well, I have also noticed, especially with going outside and being outdoorsy, that it does, that lighter music really does lend itself more towards nature. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but
yeah.
it's hard to, if you're in a club or in a coffee house or something and you have that more artistic, darker, heavier music, it works.
Right.
But if you're out at sunrise,
I mean, you're not hearing like pan flutes and no. birds chirping or anything.
No.
Okay.
Pan flute. I wonder how hard that is to learn.
I don't know. It's only like five notes, so.
Still? I have to get myself a pan flute now.
I don't know if you can buy a pan flute now.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure if you put one on eBay and put in pan flute, you'd get a lot of stuff.
You may not like what you get.
No.
Just don't look for it on Craigslist.
I don't look for anything.
Some dude named Pan will show up. I'm going to blow my flute.
Here's, I got your pan flute. It'll only cost you $5. Whistle right. while you work, buddy.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
No pan flutes have been harmed in the telling of that joke. That's all I got for music for me.
Yeah, that's really all.
But I'm glad you said that because I didn't know that was out yet.
Yeah, they were on a radio, a local radio station. They were talking about they were giving away a ticket to go see Linkin Park in Florida, and then they were giving away a digital download if you entered the contest. And they're like, "Oh, it releases tomorrow," and I was like, "Ooh, that was on." So I guess they released on Tuesday.
Ooh.
That's how I said it too. I was like, "Oh, really?
Oh."
I must investigate. So what was... Okay, so now you had something that you thought was one thing, but maybe not be the other thing.
The hippie thing?
The hippie thing.
All right. Yeah, you have to remind me because my... see, you don't have a lot of sinus issues?
No.
I don't have sinus issues, but I do have... I do on occasion, and it's like someone were to take a baby elephant and cram it in your head on each side. And... So sometimes your brain doesn't so much pressure that you can't think. It's getting better though. So I might be down to like one baby elephant in my head. So there you go. Hippies. Not a fan. Never really been a fan of hippies. I just the impression I've always had, at least the hippie-ish people from around here, are always. To me, seemed a little self-obsessed and a little bit demanding. You know what I mean? They always wanted to put their influence, their lifestyle, their culture on everybody else. It was very annoying. I don't like anybody who does that.
Hey, man, why don't you come by? We'll have a loving and a drum circle, and we'll make some clothes out of hemp, man,
make love, not war.
We'll have some kale salad, and we'll eat some seaweed chips, man. Why don't you come on by? You can dig it, right?
So
it was kind of.
I guess where my brain was hipster. Going because I've been feeling a lot like I'm leaning into
hippies.
No, I don't know, and that's where it comes down. It's like, is hippie the annoying, smelly pothead? non-working.
I'm picturing Cartman hitting the wall
exactly.
with a stick.
So, I mean, is that a hippie or what would be the non-hippie person that does like the outdoors, does like an ecology, is concerned about the earth, but not a hippie?
That's a yuppie.
No, I thought yuppies were hippies that now make money.
Yeah, but they still dig the outdoors. Like, Ed Begley Jr. is a yuppie. I mean, he's all about the outdoors.
Well, I don't have money, really, so I guess not a yuppie.
A yuppie. You're a poor yuppie, or you're a puppy?
A poor yuppie. A
puppy.
Puppy. I don't even want to say I'm a yuppie, though, because I don't...
You're just someone who enjoys the outdoors.
All right. It just seems like it should
naturalist?
Have a label. Naturalist? I like that. I could see myself calling myself a naturalist. I can't see myself calling myself a hippie.
Or a puppy.
Or a puppy or a yuppie. Unless.
I don't know how loud that's actually going to come through on the
Not as
recording.
Loud as we think.
But. Yeah, but yeah, that's.
but.
That guy comes by every day about this time.
He must be on his way home. But, of course, I'm always going to throw that little contingency in there, is that if there is a hot hippie girl who may not be full-blown hippie.
So she shaves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And washes.
That's always important.
So I'll always say that if the right hippie girl is around, you always can just say, oh, I'm kind of a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw that out there.
You pull out your
tie-dye?
No. What was that they used to wear? The like the poncho?
Oh, there was the, yeah, well, there was always the, I don't know if they call it a poncho,
yeah,
whatever that
you know what
was.
I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Just picture Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And then make it lame.
Yes.
That. Yeah. Whatever those are called, like I should know it, but I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Yeah.
So I had one at one point.
You get that, and then you get the puka shell necklace.
Oh, boy.
Or you could always do a yin and yang necklace. That always works. That can work, too.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go this route, if you can keep yourself a mood ring and throw a mood ring on, that might work, too.
A mood ring?
You gotta have angles.
I guess. What about dreads? Would you have dreads?
Can you wash dreads?
Nope.
No. So, you guess you could, but that's a commitment. You're talking about not washing your hair.
Well, they can get wet.
Yeah, but you're not washing your hair.
You're not washing your hair.
I mean, as someone who enjoys the outdoors like you. You want to check yourself for bugs and ticks when you're out there in the woods. Mm. How are you going to do that in treads?
You're not.
No, you're not. No. So that's a no. And I have some thick fucking hair.
Yeah, your hair's like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, it's getting better. My old age is starting to get a little loosened up, but it's kind of wiry, kind of wavy. Actually, all wavy. But yeah, it's freaking thick. And it feels like I'm wearing a wool hat, like a winter hat, a lot. So in the summer, I have to get it cut
shorter.
Sir,
you got to remove your hat. That's like, not a hat. That's my hair.
Yeah. There was one time when I was in high school still, and I was working in a supermarket, and I didn't really care about... I mean, I was in high school. I didn't really even know what I looked like, really. I didn't have much of a style. And there was the woman who worked the bakery counter thought I was wearing a wig, because that's how much hair I had. It was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was poofy, I guess.
Poofy.
And then later on, about a decade or so after that, I found out that my father's name, and when he was growing up, was Rugger, because they always said his hair looked like a rug,
really?
Which was pretty cool.
That's funny.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know if I say cool, but my hair doesn't look like that anymore because the receding hairline is starting to go back.
Wow. I know all about that.
Well, you're bald.
Yeah.
No, you shave your head.
Yeah, but you know, for a reason. Yeah. It was starting to desert, so I said, you're all going. I haven't shaved. I got shaved because I actually messed my hair up before.
I've messed a goatee up a bunch of times.
That's when you're like, okay, time to shave.
Yeah. Actually, not too long ago. It was within the last 6 months, I want to say. I was in a rush, and I kind of was trimming my goatee, and I cut half of it off, and then I was like, well, now I have to balance it out, and I kind of looked stupid for a while.
That always says, it was like, I'm just shaving. It'll grow back.
So I'm a naturalist.
Naturalist.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to look into that and see if that's what I really am, or going towards.
Well, that's less of hippie and more of appreciating the outdoors. Yeah. And
not that there's anything wrong being a hippie.
No. But that's your thing. That's fine.
And people say tree hugger, and I don't really think that's a bad thing to be.
I've hugged trees.
Well, yeah, but
because I'm glad they're there, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to breathe.
Yeah, and we'd all die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. So, all right. So okay, that at least I was thinking about that for like the last couple of days. I'm like, I need a word that is not hippie.
Yes, hippies. Like I said, hippie's not a bad thing. It's just not who you are.
No.
Yeah. So there's that.
Well, plus, I don't think you could be a hippie if you don't smoke pot. Since I don't do drugs, I guess that probably pulls me right out.
That may be a prerequisite.
I think it is.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, I think for a hippie, you have to smoke pot or some kind of drugs. Do some kind of drugs. Smell like patchouli at least once in a while. And then smoke drugs some of the time, or do drugs.
Smoke drugs.
Smoke the drugs.
Are you taking the drugs?
and there's probably a couple other things. All right, so that resolves my issue.
Okay, so that's naturalist versus hippie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess for the next time, I'm going to have to think about actually some definitions or characteristics of a naturalist.
Well, it's easy to look up.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't
Walden? I think
Walden was a naturalist.
Walden was a naturalist. Yeah. So I'm in good company there.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I can't say I'm an ecologist or whatever word I'm thinking of, because I don't really fight for the environment. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm out there fighting for the environment. Not that I wouldn't. I just don't have time. I work a lot, so. So I appreciate nature.
Yes. You're nature appreciist.
Nature appreciist.
I make up words sometimes. Yeah.
I was trying to think of it, but see if I liked it.
It seems like an awful lot of work to say that.
Yeah.
I'm a nature naturalist. Appreciist.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds like you did something wrong.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
What happened? He appreciated it.
He's a nature appreciist. Like, oh, how many years did he get?
Oh, he's one of those people.
Did they have to put him up in did they put him in a jacket?
Yeah. I gave him a room with no view of trees. That went nowhere.
I know. I'm trying to turn it around, but I can't. I got
that
nothing.
Went nowhere. So on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Got a post from I don't remember his name. It's on there, and sent this. And at first it was just like, I've got some photos. Who built Stonehenge? They did, something like that. And I'm like, you know, if you want the photos, you want more information, I got lots of stuff. I'll send it to you. So I said, yeah, hell yeah, send it, send the pictures. You can put them on here. Or you can email them to us, whatever. And he sent like one picture, and it was an outline of like an aerial shot of Stonehenge.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was like eyes. And so I pulled it up on Google Earth, and I tried to find where he's seen it. I don't see it. But I did do a little research. Faces in Stonehenge or around Stonehenge. And there are photos of what... Now, again, this is from a camera. We've seen other things where a photo is taken where it looks like a carving, but it's actually a shadow.
Yeah.
And this is a carving of an alien face in Stonehenge, and they're all over the place. But every picture I saw was the same. So if you're listening, the person who sent those photos on the Facebook
page.
Thank
you, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. But send the other stuff you have, because I'm not seeing a lot of the other stuff on the internet. So if you've got something that no one else is seeing, I'd love to see it. Send it along, because kind of stuff we dig.
We were just talking the other podcast, whichever one it was, about how you stumbled across one of the graves, a gravestone from one of your relatives.
Yes.
And it was, there was a scripture or something was carved onto it, something pretty sizable.
Mm-hmm.
And only in the last 100 or so years, you can't
even read it. Yeah. You can kind of see it if you take a photo with the right light and you adjust it, you can see some of the words, but you can't read it. Somebody did read it at one point, and I saw it online somewhere where they had the scripture written down or the passage, whatever it was on there.
And as
humans, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, as humans, we do that. We like to mark where we've been and try to communicate with people who might come later.
Mm-hmm.
We see that all the time where people are marking the trail with just stacked rocks, with pylons, I like to call them.
Yes, and I've started adding to those.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, some of this stuff, when we were down at the water gap, there's that one spot where you're coming back down, and all of a sudden there's like, it looks like water washed out.
Yeah.
And you walk in, there's just all these little rock formations build up. It's pretty cool.
It looks like one person may have walked in there at one time because they thought it was a trail, I'm guessing, and did that, and then everyone else who walks by there
sees it, goes in, and it's makes like a little stack.
It's like a little garden, literally, like a little rock garden.
Like rock signatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It'd be curious to see if you see the same type of piles in other places.
You mean same size?
Yeah, like same basic shape. Obviously, it would be almost impossible to make the exact same shape because rocks are different. But if people do the same thing everywhere they go.
Probably. Well, I don't know if you could tell, but I would imagine that the human brain... people like to do the same pattern.
Yeah.
So I would say probably same. Let's say number of rocks, similar size. I never thought about that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you'd be able to figure it. You know, you'd have to know where these people went and that they did it, and that it was the same person. This would be almost impossible to figure out. But
you may I would be say able it's to. Completely impossible. But I like the idea. Impossible. I just like the idea that we can recognize that. People that the human brain looks for patterns and replicates patterns, and it's probably common.
Well, yeah, because people see faces and everything, so we know it's a
no. But I mean, if they were to do something like that, it's probably more of an innate characteristic. So
marking territory,
yeah, and each person might mark their territory in their own way.
Yeah, four big rocks. Three small rocks and a tiny rock on top. Yeah, it might be the same pattern.
Yeah.
It might not look the same, but the pattern might be the same. You'd have to really sit down and study them and see what the differences are and all that.
Good luck.
I don't know if I have that kind of time.
I don't. But since we're actually talking about that, I might as well just roll right into where I went hiking because you were occupied.
Yep, I had a family function. Got to hang out with my brother out by Pittsburgh, so that was a lot of fun. Camped next to a pond.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, it was 40 degrees, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I went out. I tried. Excuse me. So I tried to go out on Saturday, but it was colder. It was, I think, 61 or so. And it was going to... It looked like it was going to rain. So I got about 2 hours in. The one trail I was going to go on, it was a washout, so I couldn't do it. But then on Sunday, I was screwing around on Google Earth, and I had noticed a park outline, and there was nothing next to it. There was, like, no indication, and all my websites that I have for trails, there was nothing there. So I kind of went on to it and found out what it was, and it was Merle Sarnoski Park. It's a Lackawanna County park.
Right.
And there were tons of trails. There's looks like a pond or a lake. It's probably bigger than a pond. There was a lot of stuff to do there, so I just kind of got in my car, and I ran up there, and the park office was closed, of course, because it was Father's Day.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a map, but I did have the one app that I have where it shows other people's trails. So I just kind of wandered off into the woods. And it was nice, woodsy trails. And at one point, I mean, there's a lot of... It was nice where you're zigzagging all throughout the woods. And at one point, then, the one longer trail starts going down the other side of the mountain, which I didn't think anything of. And then, of course, as you're going along, then you have to come back up the mountain. And this is where it kicked my ass, because it was... First of all, it was colder, so I had jeans on. But inside those woods, the humidity level got up, so it was warmer. I didn't need jeans. Yeah. And then...
Well, it warmed up quick on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. The elevation change coming back up. I mean, I had to sit down at least 3 or 4 times, and it just leveled me. It was only maybe a 2.5-hour trip total, like hike. But the elevation change and all of the detours and trying to get back up.
Yeah. Well, I knew it had to be something because I, when I was coming back up, I was just getting to... You know, this area, you know, coming back home from my brother's, and I gave you a call, and I'm like, hey, you want to, you know, just getting back, you want to go over to the res? And you're like, no, I'm not, no. I'm like, really?
And this is the first time I said no to that in 6 months.
Yeah, usually like, yeah, I'll be right there.
Oh, what's it, snowing and raining and it's midnight? All right, yeah, let's go for a while.
It's sleet and it's -3? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no.
And that's not a joke. That actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, not the sleep part, but it was, I think it was either between 0 and 10 degrees on that one hike.
Where we went up that paved part and we almost slid back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was nuts. Turned around and looked to see where we came from and our footprints were covered.
Yeah. And then the other time we went straight back up into the woods and I think it at most it was 10 degrees. And we were walking through 1.5 feet of snow.
Yeah, is that where we saw it looked like somebody drug a yes. sled back through there?
Yep.
It didn't. It wasn't.
I don't know what
cross country skis. Look like someone dragged.
They might
a sled.
They might have had a dog. And
it didn't go anywhere. There was no prints. It just it went and it stopped.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird.
So anyway, that was my hiking 2 cents for the.
You know, I never even thought of this. Weekend. What? Maybe they carried the sled out there, grabbed some wood or a tree for Christmas, something like that, threw it in the sled, and dragged it back.
That makes a lot
That's
of sense.
That's why we didn't see anything return. Smart.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was a person walking the dog that had a kid.
Yeah.
I couldn't explain where it disappeared.
Yeah, it was just, it was weird.
So that was my two cents. It kicked my ass. So I really don't want to go back to that trail for a while.
Yeah.
Because that, at first I was thinking as a moderate to a difficult hike, and that was the first, let's say, first quarter or first third of the hike. But that second part, man, that was just rough. That was rough. And it wasn't a difficult hike. Like, it wasn't a lot of water or anything else. It was just the elevation change and the, it was tough.
Yeah, well, you're using different muscles when you're going up and down hills.
Yeah, it was about a half an hour or so there where I was working so hard just to get up the mountain where I didn't even want to drink a water. I couldn't drink water. I was moving that much.
Yeah. Well, you got a hydro pack. You should be able to drink water whenever you want.
Yeah, but I was moving so much because I was alone. I was just out there.
Yeah, different pace when you're hiking by yourself.
I was just, I wasn't thinking. I was just going, going, going. And then at one point, when I got to just about to the top of where I needed to be, I saw a nice big rock. So I decided I'm going to take myself a little rest. And I sat down. And as I sat down, I had that kind of a whoosh where I was like, oh, yeah, this is a good place to sit down.
Yeah, this. Oh, I'm sitting down whether I want to or not.
Like, I'm going to take myself a little bit of time, 5 minutes, and sit here.
That's why it's always good to carry something like cashews or peanuts or dried fruit or something with you. Because you get out there sometimes, you need that extra little bit of energy. And, you know, especially cashews and peanuts are good for that. I would say, you know, something with sunflower seeds, but it'll almost kill me.
So what I have to do is I have to make some more jerky.
Yeah,
I haven't made jerky in a while, so I think I'm going to, one of these weekends, I've always sliced my meat, I've always sliced the meat myself, and it's not hard to do, but it takes a while. But I think if I just go to the butcher and ask them to cut it thin, they'll do it.
They should. I don't see why they wouldn't. Go over here to the place by me.
That's what I was going to do. Yeah.
Did you say that, and I just didn't hear it?
No.
Okay, because that happens sometimes.
No, I didn't say where. I just said I was going to.
Yeah, you'll start saying something, and then in my head will be like, oh, I'll suggest this. And then while my brain is doing it, you've already said it, and I'm like, oh, you should try that. Yes. That's what I just said. Never mind.
But I think if I do that, that would be the perfect thing for the trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything like that. I used to carry, like, even if it was like Jack Links or something like that.
Yeah, the thing I like about doing my own jerky is that
cut down on the salt.
Yeah, you don't have to have it as salty. When you're making it yourself, you know you're doing it enough where you know it's not going to go bad, but you're not going to keep it forever. So you don't have to put it on a shelf. You don't need it ultra preserved.
That's what making jerky is for. It preserves the meat longer than just letting it sit.
Well, yeah, but you don't need to do it as salty.
Well, no, that's disgusting. What I'm saying. Yeah. They put the extra salt in for preservatives, but that's the whole point of making jerky.
It's like every time I get like a, I don't want to say a Slim Jim or whatever those things are anymore.
Meat-flavored products?
Yes. I eat them, and then I burp up, like, just pure salt.
Yeah.
I'll burp, and, like, salt will come out my nose.
It looks a little bit like Doctor Who, like, regenerating. Yeah. The stuff's like, whoa. Yeah.
It's like
Doctor Who. Ooh, which starts in not too far from now, right? August, I think, they said?
Really?
Yeah, beginning of August. And I just saw anybody who's, if you like Doctor Who, new doctor's coming on, the 13th, the impossible doctor. That should never have happened, but they've explained that away. And I like what they did, because it kind of had to, the way things changed.
They're never going to stop that series. Yes. Not anytime soon, anyway.
No. But, yeah, if you like that, and then there's Falling Skies is coming back. And I don't think you kept up with it.
I did not keep. I should go onto Netflix and watch
it. It's good. I like it, because it's not a real long season that has. It's a summer, they air over the summer. There's maybe 9 or 10 episodes of any season, which is good because they can fit more story into, they don't have to drag out these long arcs. They can tell the story, get it over with, move on to the next season. It's you would never peg Noah Wiley as the hero like that, but he does an awesome job.
Maybe I'll start watching that because I need something new to start watching.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Because I don't watch TV anymore the way I used to. I record whatever I want because there's never anything on.
No, and when there's a good series on, they always wind up canceling it. Yeah. So
I just, I'm pretty free in my Netflix schedule because I think I'm not really watching any kind of series now, so I'll have to put that on.
Yeah, see, I always get in those, I guess it's binge watching. I'll pick a series and I will watch it in its entirety. And I'm on the last season of Farscape now, so I'll be done with that, and I'll have to move on. Then I can watch the documentary that you told me about.
See, that's the thing. I don't. Yeah, you should watch that.
Yeah.
I don't consider that binge watching because
I'll watch like four or five episodes a night.
That's like
I just put it on. I'm like,
when you watch a movie, you're a few hours there, and that's normal.
Yeah.
I think it's just that we're breaking that mold where advertising created a format. Because this is the attention span, we need to get so much product out there.
Yeah,
and you need to keep it short because we want to have another program for a different product. And now we just—it's not the way it is anymore.
And now people are like, I'm going to watch what I want.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I won't do it like every night. I'll watch four or five episodes a night, maybe two nights a week when I don't have anything else to do. You know, I'm like, I don't really want to do anything. I'm tired. Get home from work. I'll do that, and then I'll get. So I probably got another. Two or three nights of watching that. So.
That's what I do, too. I'll sit down and watch like an hour or two probably a night at the most.
Yeah.
And that's where I don't want to flip their own channels. I don't want to look for anything. I'll just put something on.
Yeah, like last night I didn't even turn the TV on. I don't think I've had the TV on the past two nights.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you get done with Farscape, you got to check out that documentary.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have it in there. I have it set. It's in my queue. I just got to watch it now. But there's like eight documentaries that I've got in my queue. And I'm like, I'm going to watch that.
When I get to it.
Yeah, and then but that's the great thing about Netflix. One of these days I'll be like, oh, hey, look, I'm going to watch that.
And that's what's awesome about it, because you're like, okay, how much time do I have? That's perfect. Click.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not feeling us. Pause it, and I'll watch it later. Or how many times have we watched a movie? Like, oh, this, we know it's going to be bad,
yeah,
and we love it. And then there's a movie that should be good, and we get 5 minutes in, and we're like, oh, fuck this.
The Stuff. Have we mentioned The Stuff?
We have. We have talked about it, but it's always worth mentioning again.
It's probably since last year, but
I knew I made a reference to it in one of the early episodes this year.
All right, so maybe we did. But anyway, if you have Netflix and it's still on Netflix, it's called The Stuff, and it's from the 80s.
And it is pure B-movie awesomeness.
And I believe the intro or the description, if I remember correctly, a sheriff accidentally discovers a white ooze coming out of the ground of an industrial site, so everyone starts to eat it.
Yeah, but the way they start to eat it is hysterical because it's the opening scene.
You need to.
You got to watch. You just. I'm not even gonna say. Just watch it. It's the opening scene sets up the whole thing. But some of the one-liners in that movie.
I wish I could remember them. I think I might have.
Oh, right, the one right. Is I just punched a hole in that sucker.
I just punched a hole in that sucker.
What was the other one?
Let me see if
he's talking about the FBI. He's part of the FBI.
I don't remember that. I should.
And he punches him. Remember? There's like he punches a dude in the face.
I've been keeping a list of awesome. Hang on, I'll read through all these and see.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It's cuz it makes such little sense, but it was
okay.
Perfectly done.
I think half of these that I have saved here are probably from that movie.
Okay.
So.
Quotes from the movie The Stuff.
I just punched a hole in that sucker. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yep.
And then, Chocolate Chip Charlie. You have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And then there was Drive On McDuff.
Yeah, Drive On. I forgot to drive on McDuff.
Here's the one. Next time you see the FBI, give him this.
Punches him. Punch him in the face.
Oh, and then there's a classic. What about Nom, sir?
this little kid. But what about Nom, sir?
I don't know if the rest of these. This one might be, but I don't remember. Thank God for Jesus and the Bullfighters. I don't know. It's down on my list. I don't know what.
Yeah,
the hell
I don't
it's
know
from.
That doesn't sound familiar from that movie.
And then there's Okay, so I don't think the rest of those are on there.
It's just, it's...
You have to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. That and the other one that I was told not to watch because it was horrible, and it was not a great movie, but it was worth watching because it was so bad, and it was, I forget what the name of it was. It was about the tire.
Oh, my God, that was me who suggested that.
No.
Oh,
that
no,
was somebody
right.
from work.
You
somebody from work's like, oh, I start watching this movie. It's like somebody's name.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you Google it, Living Tire. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those movies that you get into, and you start watching it, and you lose yourself, and then, like, you just start thinking, why am I watching this? But you can't stop watching it. And when you get done, you're like, what just happened to me? Like what did I just witness? It's about a tire that comes to life and then starts hunting down people.
Rubber.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, that was easy. Rubber. Yeah, and it's done like a documentary.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
It's weird.
It's like part of the movie is,
you know,
where
if you're watching a movie about a movie, or if you're watching a movie about people
watching
being put in a movie.
That's exactly
it's
what
kind
it is.
Of weird.
It's like you're watching other people watching something that is a movie,
but then
it becomes
real.
It's weird.
It's different.
You can't really explain it other than that.
But it's got psychokinesis because it can kill things.
Oh,
it trembles and things blow up. It's you got to watch it. Don't watch it expecting to see something great. Watch it to see something awful. Because
it's horrible.
Yeah. If you're watching something because you're expecting it to be awful, you're never disappointed.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's
so
absolutely
horrible. It's almost you can't watch it. But
yeah,
you
it's
almost,
like it's one of those cult movies.
That's exactly
it's so
what it
bad
is. Yeah.
That you got to watch it.
I can't remember the other weird ones. That was a good weird classic B movie.
That was, yeah, and that's a fairly new movie. I think they just said it was made in 2012.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Kind of art house.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Fucked up.
Yeah, but I like movies like that because it's just like, oh, what the? That's interesting.
Yeah. Here's one for you. I don't know if it's still on Netflix for you. Everybody out there, I don't know if you guys are like this. It's the movie called Pi. And it's not Pi, it's the symbol Pi.
Oh, not the new Pi. Not the story of Pi or life of Pi.
Oh, no, none of that stupid crap. This is old. This is maybe... that's awesome. Yeah. He put in Pi and Pi came up.
Yeah. Google showed my calculator with Pi.
It's a black and white movie from the 90s at some point. And it focuses on this one... I don't know if he's a mathematician, I want to say. But it's all surrounding this you just watch it. It's an interesting movie.
I think I watched that with you.
Did you?
Yeah, he's kind of going crazy.
All right, you probably saw it.
Yeah, I think I saw it.
So you guys can watch it. None of you or one of you.
Yeah, the one guy who listens.
The one guy. Dude, you might like that.
Yeah, dude, you might like that, man.
It's
give that a listen.
It's a, you know, it's or just about this either he's part computer scientist, part mathematician, and he's looking for the magic number.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's not Transformers, and it's not the Life
Thank
of Pi movie.
God, where it's not Transformers.
A tiger in a boat that doesn't kill a person.
Yeah, that movie should have ended so fast. Yeah. Oh, look, there's a tiger in my boat. Oh, you're dead.
Oh, look, that's
all. Oh! Yeah. Actually, probably we didn't know it was there. The whole movie would be a tiger in a rowboat picking his teeth with some dude's bones.
Actually, the tiger probably would have jumped at him and then tipped the boat and they would have both died. Yeah. That should be the whole movie. It's 10 seconds long. They jump in a boat. The tiger goes after them. They both die. Credits. So anyway, I don't know how we got off on that tangent.
I don't know. That happens sometimes. Tangents are a part of the... Just build them right into the episodes.
I got some. Kind of depressing. Probably shouldn't talk about it, but I will. I was happening to listen to
Really? That's...
Yeah, and that wasn't even the... That was just a brain
fart. That's enthralling.
That was my brain going, tomorrow's Friday.
It just caught up. What?
I don't have to work in a couple of days. Just listening to music today. And as I've been as I said, it's my head has been a lot of pressure, and
sinus pressure.
It's a lot of sinus pressure. Yeah, nothing. Work is great. A lot of sinus pressure, and I'm sitting there just trying to focus on not focusing on how much pressure there's in my head.
Focusing on not focusing.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, all of a sudden on my phone becomes.
Your phone is a transformer.
On my phone becomes.
On my phone. Okay.
The mood. Well, it became. Well, it was something else, and then it transitioned into Jim Croce's Operator.
Okay.
Operator. Really liked the song. Always liked the song. Don't think I ever really listened to the lyrics. And the lyrics, basically, he's on the phone, talking to an operator. They used to have people. Yes. Dude, there was a time, if you're younger, where there was a person called an operator mm-hmm. on the phone, and you could actually talk to them. And
you
they
had
could
to.
Transfer you guys to
yeah, some. Back in the day, you didn't have a choice. You picked up the thing, and you said, I want to talk to Steve over on Elm Street. And okay, and please hold for Steve, please.
Yep. So this... It's a great song. I've always liked it. But he's talking to this operator about trying to get her to locate the number for his ex-girlfriend, who he's in love with, and he wants to call her because she is now living with his ex-best friend. So basically, it's a story about how his girlfriend and his best friend hooked up. And he wants to call them to talk about and to tell them how he's okay with it. But he can't have her transfer him because he's in tears and he's crying and shit.
So it's a song about him being a sucker.
I don't know why I never listened to it. It's a great song. But it was, I just never listened
I'm
to
sure
the
I've
lyrics.
I'm sure I've heard it, but off the top of my head, I'm not.
You'd know it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure I
Jim
have.
Croce, yeah. So you probably heard it.
A million times and I didn't realize it. So there we go back to music.
Oh, yeah. Well,
interesting.
It's all about the communication of our thoughts.
Yes.
And dreams and desires. Isn't everything?
I guess.
Everything is a manifestation of who we think we are and who we long to be.
That's deep, man.
Yeah. My philosopher's coming back at me.
Yeah.
That, me, I'm the philosopher coming back in my brain. It sounded better the first time, but it sounded weird.
Sounded weird the second time.
It always sounds weird. Funny thing is, I don't think about things before I say them. Words just come out. And sometimes they make sense to me, and sometimes they don't make sense to me at all, and other people think they make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I just
It took me a second to follow that, but yeah.
That's why I just say I'm a poet, because that way people are,
now it makes sense. I understand now. So here's something funny.
Yeah. I like funny stuff.
Yeah, we were. I was at my brother's.
Funny like a clown? What are you? That's a joke.
What am I? Funny? Yeah. Like, funny how?
Like a clown?
Funny like a clown.
See, I'm Italian. People expect me to say stuff like that.
Okay.
You're not
Italian enough to say something.
I'm not Italian enough.
No. Okay, so I'm at my brother's.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when you hang out with family. Because my family I come from a big family, but we don't hang out often. My family's never had that, we got to be together all the time. We hang out when we hang out, and when we don't, we're doing something else, and nobody's offended by it. It's not like anybody calls, you haven't called me in, you know, forever. Like, I haven't heard from my brother in like, 2 years.
Yeah.
He's had other things going on. I've had other things going on. There was no, you know...
Thank God.
Feeling. Yeah.
You know. Thank God there's no reason to bring it together too much.
Yeah, although it would, you know, it's nice to see family.
Yeah,
you know.
But usually the only time you get together is when there's issues.
When there's something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was nice just to go. He called me up a couple weeks ago. Hey, I'm throwing together a little party. Wonder if you can make it, you know, this weekend. I took the, you know, a day off, went out there, you know, spent some time. It was fun. But you get to see yourself a little bit. In your family.
Yeah, it's always cool.
Yeah, so, like, there's... people will say things to me at work. You know, where I work, I'm a supervisor. So I've got to... There's 20 technicians who work, you know, under my direct charge. So you've got to be fair, but you've got to be stern. And sometimes you got to be the dick. You know, sometimes you got to be the friend. You got to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, it's called management.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I will be... My first line of dealing with people is to be fair. You know, something's going on, you let me know what's going on. As long as you keep me in the loop, we're okay. But then as soon as the stupidity creeps in, all of a sudden, I just like that, I snap. I don't snap and just freak out, but I completely changed my demeanor. And I saw my brother do it. We were sitting there, we were talking, nice. We were joking around, we were laughing, and he's got a pond on his property. And his wife comes in, she goes, oh, my friend, I tried to stop her. She flicked her cigarette into the pond. Now, my brother smokes, or my sister-in-law smokes, but they
clean up.
They clean up. You don't see cigarette butts laying around. You don't smell cigarettes in the house. It doesn't look like, you know, it's the, you
that,
know,
that
he,
would
he doesn't.
Really bother
it's, he's a little bit like me where it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to clean it up, you know. So he's sitting there. We're laughing about something. She says, oh, she threw the cigarette. And all of a sudden, he went from like 0 to 100 like that. He's went from a laughing smile to all of a sudden he's like, what do you mean she threw it in? And I was like, and I looked at him and I went, oh, now I get it when people say, you got, like, I saw the change. Yeah. I saw you, you know, I saw that change in your face. I knew to stop messing around. But, okay, so now I see. I know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's where, for me, I just usually stop. So you snap, and, well, yeah, I don't want to say snap. You switch.
Yeah.
And I just sit there for a couple of minutes, and I'll be like, they'll let you get it out. Because yeah. you're like change, you just change your direction, like, instantly.
Yeah, yeah, in left turn, just boom. There I go.
And it's body language and it's vocal, like the demeanor, everything.
Yeah, my voice changes.
Yeah.
My
your pattern.
Everything. The way, you know,
the inflection.
Everything. The way I'm standing, everything just changes.
The stress level in your voice.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and I saw it and I went, oh, okay, it's not just me. Okay, I saw that. All right, I get it now. That's why I'm talking to people. And I don't realize I do it, and all of a sudden they kind of they do that little step back, like, you know.
Yeah, but that is not like that. I don't want to say where I change like that, but my family, my voice can get high. You've heard it a couple of times, but that's where
you know it's bad.
When we grew up, I guess we grew up in the 70s, really, when we were young.
Yeah.
So. Things were different, and I mean, I kind of liked them better that way anyway, but people would get loud.
Oh, yeah.
If you did something wrong, there was...
They weren't afraid
to let you know. No, they weren't afraid. So, I mean, my father used to get loud. I mean, not angry, but loud.
Yes.
And I've learned, because I used to start getting like that, but I was young.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the intelligence or the knowledge or anything to be able to... wield it, and so I actually kind of cut that back. But you've seen it,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were, I don't know, 15 years ago, something. I don't even know how long ago it was.
Up
the road here, we were at this one bar, and we all went out. And there was maybe it was a birthday party or
something. There'd be like 8 or 10 people.
It was 8 or 10.
Yeah.
And so we're all out. Neither one of us was driving, so. That's the night.
Was that the night I walked home from the Dunkin'
Donuts?
I
think it is.
Just got out of the car.
Yeah.
Slammed the door into the wall.
Okay, so, so we were all out. There was a lot of us, and then whoever it was, I think it was a birthday girl, they were getting shots, and she or he or whoever goes, oh, I don't want that. So you guys take them. So we started doing shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we were having a good time, the two of us. And then there were a number of other people. And then at the end of the night, it was maybe 2:30 or so. Maybe 2 o'clock, somewhere around there. I think it was around closing.
It probably was.
So we're all leaving. And there was a 6 maybe in our car, in our vehicle. And I was one of the last people out. And you were, I think, in front of me. And there was another couple. Those guys weren't really drunk, but these guys we were with liked to fight.
Yes,
they did have something where they'd like to throw down. And there was another group of guys leaving too, and they were having fun. We were having fun, and there were no problems. And then all of a sudden, somebody—I'm pretty sure it was with our people—made a comment to somebody else, and then they made a comment back, and then all of a sudden it started getting tense. And they started going after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there was at least a swing or two already in.
There was definite contact.
There was contact.
Not blows weren't thrown, but there was definite contact. People were grabbed.
So from my point of view, I'm at the end, and I'm walking up, and I don't know, maybe 100 feet but from the last guy to the first guy. Not very far.
Right.
And I see this going down, and then at the top of my lungs, well, maybe that wasn't even at the top of my lungs, I just raise my voice, and I'm like, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember what I said, but I'm like, that's it. Enough of this shit. And I pointed at the other guys. I'm like, you guys, get in your effing car. And I pointed at others. I'm like, you guys, get in your car. We're not doing this. And all the entire time I said that, I was just at this nice, casual stride. These guys are all tense, and I'm just having this nice, casual stride. And I just walked through. Just walked through everybody. And, like, the people that the other guys were, like, looking at me because they expected me to do something. Yeah. And I just, like, they could have jumped me. They could have done something. But my vocal level hit that spot where everybody stopped dead and they just separated. And then they...
Like, Colin, he's not joking.
Yeah, and they all just, okay, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
And at that point, I got in the car and I went, okay, good. I'm like, that's good.
Yeah, you turned to Peter Griffin for a second. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good. Well, yeah, that whole situation, I removed myself from that night when they went to fight somebody over the phone. And I was sitting out back... And there was four or five people there, and they're all like, yeah, we'll go get them. We'll go here. We'll find out where they are. Yeah. And I looked at you, and I go, I put my beer down, and I said, I graduated high school a long time ago.
And you left that.
I got up. I just walked out the side. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. Yeah. I just walked out, got in my car, and I never went back. That was it. Yeah. I was done. I was like, you know what? This is just getting too old for this crap.
I don't think you were there at the time, but... Whatever that was, and I can't say what it was, or I don't even have no information on it. All I know is that whoever was on that other side of that phone put someone else on.
Yeah.
And there was a girl, and they're yelling at this and that. And I went, who? I'm like, because I think they were on speakerphone. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, I think I know them. And I'm like, give me the phone. I took the phone, and it was somebody I knew that I used to hang out with. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, why? What the hell is? And then so she went from just dead. Intense mode to why are you hanging out with them? And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, but that was towards I stopped dealing with that stuff. I'm just
they all kind of start going their separate ways shortly thereafter. But yeah. I was just like, you know, I hang out to have a good time. I don't want to fight people. I don't want to argue. I want to, if everybody's going to hang out and just drink a little and have a good time, let's just do that. Why has it got to turn into this big dramatic?
Well, but
let's fall down the stairs and
it's
punch
like,
walls.
We're not talking. We're 21, 22.
Yeah. We were stab like walls with knives and throw like, cans and stuff. It just makes no sense.
We were like in our 30s, or close to it.
Late 20s. Yeah. Actually, it might be like 29, 30.
And some of those people were in their 30s.
Yeah, or older.
And it wasn't. Nobody was a badass.
No.
Nobody is. I mean, I wasn't. None of us.
No.
We're just normal guys, and I just never understood any of it.
Yeah, no, there's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got it.
Here's something that I think is interesting.
Okay.
So I took that, I don't know if I said it already, but I won't say it again, medication about 9 o'clock, and it had the opposite effect that I thought, and my head went from where I wanted it to get dry to went instantly runny all day. Instantly runny until I left. I almost didn't even come here.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to go home and turn the lights off and close my eyes. And I was trying to amp up to. This episode has been brought to you by Amp.
Get amped up.
So I was just trying to get myself pumped up for this. And I got up, I walked around, I went outside, I walked around, and I was disconnected because I was so much pressure. And I was trying to think, what can I do? Open up the fridge, and I have like three different kinds of hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually drank hot sauce. And that actually cleared my head up more than the medication that I took.
Well, yeah, the peppers are going to cause your body to react and expel the mucus.
So it's pretty awesome. So I'm actually happy because I was thinking I'm going to have to go home and lay down and be in pain.
Yeah.
And now I might just go home and have some more hot sauce.
Yeah. Just have hot sauce for dinner? Hot sauce. You have to do an experiment, see which brand of hot sauce clears your sinuses better.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Although I used to make my own spice. I should probably make my own spice again. Probably not a bad idea.
Good stuff, too.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Problem is I stopped.
You should make meatballs.
I was actually I was thinking about doing that tomorrow or this weekend. I was actually thinking about, because over that one store near me, they make it for you. They make them. Now they're bigger. They're the real.
No. You don't need somebody to make the meatballs for you.
I know.
You make the meatballs. You make good meatballs.
When
I was in Florida and I came up and you made meatballs you gave me
like four of them, didn't
I? Yeah, you gave me like two for me and then two for somebody else.
Yeah.
And they never made it to the other person. I just ate them all. Oh, I can't get in touch with them. I guess I'm going to have to eat all these meatballs by myself.
They were really good.
They were. Those were good meatballs.
That was a really good batch.
Yeah. Which was good because coming up from Florida, the food down there, I mean, every area.
Antipasta.
Antipasta. Oh, my God. Yeah.
We've probably said that, but tell that story.
Yeah. Went into I had you on Bluetooth talking, walking to this Italian restaurant, and I was in the mood for antipasto.
Those who don't know what antipasto is, antipasto.
Antipasto.
It's a salad, generally, mm-hmm. over salad, but it's, I can't think of the word for it, marinated.
Yeah.
Marinated.
I think antipasto actually even means just leftover. Yeah, leftover marinated stuff.
It's like marinated vegetables, like a spicy, sometimes it's a spicy, but marinated vegetables, cauliflower, carrots, celery. And then they also do meats, so you have a bunch of meats in there, too. Delicious. Really is good. Some cheese thrown in. Peppers. What's the definition? You got it there? What's the
Google say? In Italian cooking, an appetizer typically consisting of olives, anchovies, cheeses, and meats.
There you go. Yeah. So we don't really do the anchovies, but everything else is usually there.
Though there's probably anchovies ground up in the dressing.
Yeah, could be.
You know. And I'm not really a big anchovy fan, but it's good stuff. So I walk in, and I'm looking at what they have, and I said, "Oh, do you have antipasto?" And down there, everything they would call everything that's antipasto an antipasto salad. There's no, it's not really. It is a salad. It's redundant to say like, antipasto salad.
It's like
tuna fish. You don't have to say the fish. Tuna is a fish.
It's like La Cucina Kitchen, or like it's like the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So. I look at the girl. I said, "Do you have any antipasto salad?" And she stops.
And I can hear this entire thing.
Yeah. She looks at me and she goes, "Well, sir, none of our salads have pasta in them."
But it was, you're being very polite. It was, "Sir, none of our salads have pasta." Or so.
Yeah,
it was,
and
it was
you're,
like this,
you're laughing.
I was hysterical.
And I just looked at her and said, "Not anti-pasta, you idiot." And she just looked at it. She didn't understand. I said, time for me to leave.
Yeah. And that was an Italian place.
And that was
too.
An Italian restaurant. I don't remember which one it was, but it was an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sir, none of our salads have pasta. Like, none of our salads have pasta in them, sir.
That's basic. That's more along the lines of what it was.
Like, duh.
It's like, didn't you ever order salad? Salad?
Pasta comes in a ball by itself. You don't put it in the salad.
Why would there be tomato sauce?
Potato salad. We don't make that potato salad.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, it was. That's when I was kind of like, I'm in trouble down here. They don't know what food is.
That's like around, you always see pizza commercials for a lot of different high-profile pizza chains.
Mm-hmm.
And in my neighborhood, let me see if I'll count them. and I'm not really going too far. I'm maybe, a couple blocks? Let's say four or five blocks.
Yeah.
Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. There's another one I'm missing. 12. At least 12.
And that's not including the Pizza Hut.
And that does not include Pizza Hut or Domino's.
Well, yeah, there's not a Domino's over that way, is there?
And, no. Well, there's somewhere. There's.
Well, yeah, not within five or six blocks of your house.
No, but we're talking 12 different pizza places, and the pizza is all different.
Different than everyone.
And 90% of that is delicious.
Yeah, most of them are really, really good. The one down there by the Pizza Hut, which amazes me how Pizza Hut stays in business being a block up from this other place, because the pizza at this other place is phenomenal.
It's fresh dough,
mm-hmm.
which you need, and it's just really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good, and so that you have, there's actually a little town near us that claims to be the pizza capital of the world. They actually call themselves that. and they do, they have
their pizza sucks.
They have pre-made crust that's like cardboard, chewy, and
American cheese.
And American cheese.
So just American cheese.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I guess it's good on occasion, but you know, it's not good at all.
Yeah, the cheese sticks to your teeth, and it's the sauce is too tart, and the bread's too dry, and it's I don't know how they consider themselves a pizza capital of the world.
Yeah, so I just think it's funny.
Yeah,
like I might be able to order from a different place every day, and I'd never get bored because there'd be
it's so different
many things to do.
Yeah.
Stop running.
So we're going to wrap up the episode for this week. This has been episode 3 of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
Don't text and drive. I'm not going to get to a big thing about this week, but it's just dangerous. Almost died 5 times on the way home today.
So put your phone down.
Put it down, please. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And keep sending us stuff on Facebook. It was awesome to see some interaction. It was great.
Yeah. And go out of your way to make someone else feel good.
Yeah.
Say hi. Say hello. Hold the door open.
It's amazing. That lady yesterday, we were walking into the guitar center.
Yeah.
And she was coming out. She had a box in her hand. So, I backed out of the way. You were opening up the door. I backed out of the way. And she was like, oh, God bless you. Mm-hmm. It was we could have darted in. Here, you're fend for yourself. But
do something nice for someone else. You'll feel good about yourself.
I might come back around.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
That's all I got for this week.
Later,
guys.